This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
My name is Katrin Bowe, and I am the research assistant for the Project on Global Water Policy at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. We are here today by phone with Kellogg Schwab, professor in the Department of Environmental Health Sciences at the Johns Hopkins University Bloomberg School of Public Health and director of the Johns Hopkins Global Water Program. Kellogg joined us today following our monthly CSIS Water Working Group, where he spoke about a consortium of universities that are engaged in global water, sanitation, and hygiene issues that he and his colleagues from several universities have recently formed. Thank you for being with us today, Kellogg. I'd like to start out with discussing the consortium of universities and global water, sanitation, and hygiene. What is the consortium, and how did it come together?
Sure. The consortium is a group of universities that are focusing in on key issues on water, sanitation, and hygiene throughout the world. It's known as WASH. And we came together at the end of 2009, and the goal is to actually promote the expansion and coordination of WASH activities throughout higher education and through different disciplines throughout the world.
Very good. So how did the consortium come together, and how has it evolved?
Sure. So there's been groups of meetings at the Center for Strategic and International Studies that have been focusing on water policy issues and other domestic and international concerns with water. And actually, I attended one of those several years ago, and we had some discussions there about how can we coordinate what's going on at the university level to help communicate this to both other academic institutions, but also to government agencies and even non-government organizations. And through that, we started developing a conversation amongst my peers at different universities and engaging SAIS and the Strategic International Studies programs to really work on promoting WASH at a more global level.
So I understand that many universities are involved in water, sanitation, and hygiene issues in developing countries. What are these particular activities that universities are engaged in?
Yeah, actually, it's quite exciting when you start asking the question of what are people doing at the university level. And a lot of it's the universities are working on the field implementing practical WASH projects and services is one thing. Getting out there and getting an understanding of what's going on and tying this into our students. They're the drivers of change in many instances, so we incorporate a lot of the studies with student involvement in there.
And why is it that universities are involved in these issues? How does it serve the interests of institutions of higher education to engage in these kind of activities?
It's clearly a major problem throughout the world. In high-income countries like the United States, we take for granted that our water comes out of our tap 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that when we flush the toilet, the sanitation, our wastes go away. But in the world, almost a billion people have lacked access to improved water, and almost 2 billion people lack access to appropriate sanitation and hygiene. So it is in our interest to bring these people on board to improve the quality of life throughout the world. We also want to increase in-country capacity through training programs and partnerships, developing these countrywide institutional programs that can use the expertise that we've developed here in the United States, but at their level, with the understanding they have. They're very knowledgeable in the local levels, and we're just helping guide them into a process to improve water and sanitation in those communities.
And so water is such a cross-cutting issue, and I'm curious what particular disciplines or schools within universities are engaged in international WASH issues.
It is a wide range. At the core principles, historically, it's been engineering and public health that have tied together to address these questions. But what we've realized, even over the past decade and even a few years, that if we don't incorporate behavior and policy and economics, the decisions on what drives people willing to pay for water, what are the needs of the community, women empowerment, if we don't involve these groups of individuals that are studying these problems into water sector, into sanitation sector, we are probably not going to succeed with the goal of having sustainable and scalable approaches to address these critical needs. So it's been tying in the other disciplines in the universities to address these key issues.
I'd like to go back to the Consortium of Universities and Global Water, Sanitation, and Hygiene. Why did the universities come together to form the consortium? What did they believe would be the benefits of working together and more closely sharing information?
That's a great question. It's actually challenging to answer that. What's happened is that almost every generation, we are almost destined to reinvent the wheel in some sense. We do our projects, and we're somewhat siloed. And the idea is that if we can go beyond this and learn from each other's organizations and university approaches, that we can enhance our own studies, but also develop collaborations, consortiums that can really partner to drive change. For example, if we're doing here at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health something on water interventions at the public health level, we'd like to tie this in with the engineering disciplines that are going on at Stanford and at Duke, where they have a lot of understanding of some of the behavior issues in there, and tie it together and strengthen our own ability to seek funding, but also to drive change.
In what ways can universities contribute to the United States government's efforts and policy goals related to water, sanitation, and hygiene?
I think universities are important partners in this. Our goals are also to assist the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, and the U.S. Department of State, and other U.S. government agencies that are working international, to develop an evidence-based approach to water and sanitation and hygiene issues. We need to understand what is working and also what has not worked. Now, one of the approaches to this is not just going in at the agency level and telling them yes or no, things are working, but this is a long-term goal. It means we're going to have to go over years and even decades back to get an understanding of what shows success. We also can innovate and educate our partners, both at the government level but also the university level, on new technologies. There's current existing technologies that could be improved that we can evaluate, but also newer technologies that can be put in place. Around the world, there's cell phone use. We've got to figure out a way to use these new tools into water and sanitation sector. And then key to this is what I said before, evaluating the programs and outcomes at the independent level that universities can provide. The evidence-based approach and independence allows us to communicate with those that are doing the implementations and tell them what's successful and what is perhaps needs improvement. And combining this with in-country training, we have a wonderful mechanism now to have sustainability and scalability.
Thank you for joining us today. If you're interested in information on upcoming events or on additional podcasts, please visit us at water.csis.org and at smartglobalhealth.org.